show here.
We're muy mal pintor. Por la razón.
I have a hodgepodge philosophy which really is very minimal.
Anticipating the future more than looking for the past.
Quid pro euro? 96. Would you like to start a new game? Would you like audio narration? Press yes if you would like audio narration. Or no if you are happy reading the text. Would you like to play the tutorial? Remember, if you see something interesting, point at it with the mouse and click to find out more.
Watch out!
This harp has seen better days, hasn't it?
In fact, this whole island looks abandoned. Look at the blooming rust on that boat. By the way, my name is... Oh dear. I can't remember. It must be the shipwreck. All that cold water gave me amnesia. What do you want to call me? Point and click add letters to type a name. If you make a mistake, press the backspace key. Point and click add letters to type a name. If you make a mistake, press the backspace key. Point and click add letters to type a name. If you make a mistake, that's a good name. Thank you. Now, I'm a tour guide by profession, I think. It's also foggy. Yes, I'm certain. Look at my badge. It says professional tour guide. So I'll be your guide on this island. Although I don't think I've been here before. I'll have to do my best. Can't ask a fellow more than that, eh? God. Look at the wreckage out there of our steamership. The second chimney is still sinking. We must be the only survivors here on this mysterious island. Can you believe it had 1,000 passengers? What a tragedy. Nice warm breeze, though. Hey, didn't we meet when we first got on the steamer ship? Yes, but I remember your face, I think. Yes, I'm sure of it. That's right. You're the journalist, aren't you? That's right. You're the journalist, aren't you? Oh, yes, you are. Don't be shy. You wrote that article about crime. Wow, that's impressive. Bet they got a few arrests. Now, how are we going to go home? Well, this is a harbour, but I can't see anybody. And nobody's going to rescue us from an abandoned island. And all these boats are rotten. I think we'll have to build a boat of our own. What do you think? Okay. Is there anything here you can see that will help us build a boat? Let's look around. I can see a welcome to the island banner, a rotting gangplank, a red toolbox, and an interesting collection of seashells. What do you think? You're right. That collection of seashells is very interesting. Did you know that seashells are made from chalk? But I don't see how that helps us build a boat. Ho ho! The welcome to the island banner is falling to pieces. And the biggest piece is being used as a shell for a hermit crab. That won't help us build a boat. What about the red toolbox? Whoa! Mind your feet! The gangplank is rotting and I don't want to have to fish you out. The red toolbox is interesting, isn't it? You're right. Those seashells are still fascinating. Look at how they're all different. That one looks like an ear. See the sparkly bit that looks like an earring? In fact, it is an ear. Phew. I still have my ears. It must belong to one of the other passengers and washed ashore. Maybe they clawed it off while they were drowning. What do you think of the red the red toolbox? Of course. Well, that will definitely be a help. Oh no, it's stuck under that device. How are you going to get it out? It looks like it's jammed under the wheel of the... Why, bless my boots. It's a television and video player on wheels. Just like teacher used to bring into our classroom when we were too naughty to learn. And look, there's a video on top of the video player. What happens when you put the video in the video player? Play button is glowing. The screen turned on. Let's have a closer look. Today, books. This is Torvald, a forest guardian in Delana. He loves nothing more than patrolling the trees. Torvald is good at his job. Nobody's stolen a tree under his watch. Torvald gave up living in a house and camps out every night in his beloved forest. But the Charter of Fundamental Rights of the European Union states that every European citizen is entitled to time off. And a caravan. Torvald doesn't sleep in his caravan. You can't see the stars on a fiberglass ceiling unless you paint them on, and Torvald can't paint. But he can. Read. Look. There he is. Nose in a book. Come back, Nose! That's why he's turned his caravan into a mobile library, which he drags behind him on his patrols. What's on your bookshelves, Torvald? What a lot of atlases! Torvald loves to relax on the forest floor with a good map. Look, here he comes, already in his pajamas and holding his favorite book, a city map of ancient Rome with illustrations suitable for 12 and up. Oh. What's wrong, Torvald?
Oh, alla mina böcker är så tråkiga.
Oh dear. Torvald has read his collection so many times, he's bored. He is going to need to start a new book. Are you thinking of starting a new book? Do so with care. Starting a new book can promote anxiety. Or worse, many anxieties. When you have grown used to the confines of a familiar paperback, every night turning on your bedside light in order to visit another world in another time, That other world will grow familiar. Comfortable, even. Very comfortable. Maybe too comfortable. Without realizing it, in the process of reading, you have gained a new friend group, a new home, a new family. All fictional, of course, but real to the author and real to you. When you finish that book and close the cover, stare at the wall for a bit, and begin searching for a new one, is the process really so different to committing multiple murders in your own household? Legally? Maybe. But try saying legally to your brain. Your brain consists of the cerebrum, which is responsible for choosing which book to read, the cerebellum, which is responsible for keeping you from becoming a ghost, and your limbic system, which is responsible for bonding you to characters born of someone else's imagination. As far as your limbic system is concerned, to forsake your fictional friends in, for example, the Rotterdam amateur chamber music scene of 1958, in favor of a new and strange group waiting mysterious in pages behind creepily unbent spines of, perhaps, Amsterdam's church choir singers of 1960, is indistinguishable from the process of burning all of your clothes, giving up your lease, running away from your lover without saying goodbye, jumping on the first train to the end of the line, buying a ticket for a long-distance bus, stowing away in the luggage compartment of a different long-distance bus, falling out at a motorway petrol station, stealing a car, running out of petrol, running through the fields, and finally collapsing, exhausted but safe, crouched on all fours and throwing up on a jetty of a cold harbor city where the police haven't heard of you yet. So no wonder it's difficult for Torvalds to pick a book. He has come to a library, and he's looking indecisive. What have you got, Torvald? Ah, a driving map of southern Spain. That's a good one. But now that he's overcome his limbic system, Torvald has a new problem. To borrow a book, he has to become a member of the library and fill out the paperwork. But Torvald doesn't have an address.
Oh.
You can't fill out paperwork without an address. He leaves the book behind.
Oh.
Back in the forest. What's going on? Torvald is using his extremely lucrative state salary as a forest guardian to cut down all the trees and build a house. Good idea, Torvald. And what a big house! Now that Torvald has an address, he returns to the library and checks out his new book. Good work, Torvald. Have fun discovering the motorways of southern Spain. Top tip. When choosing a new book, check that it's on the European Union reading list. Hey, he's got a good voice. And wasn't that interesting? I never knew that starting a new book in the European Union was such a process. I'll remember that from now on. You should too. Could come in handy if we see any books on boat building. I hope we have more opportunities to learn about the European Union on this island. And look! Now that we watch the video, the toolbox has come loose. A screwdriver and some nails. Those will be useful for building a boat. Well done. You solved the puzzle. Right. Come on. Let's explore this island. I've a feeling we've a few more adventures coming our way. Ready? Great. Hey, why not save the game first? To save the game, Press Control or Command Backspace and F1 and choose Save. Would you like to save, start a new game, load an existing game, or quit? Saving in slot 1. Would you like to play on, load another saved game, or quit? Okay, goodbye for now. See you back on the island next time you play Quid Pro Euro 96. Quid Pro Euro 96 is a European Videos game.
Hello! It's the 9th of September, and that means that we are back! Oh, how wonderful to have you all back, and I hope that you enjoyed this first episode of Season 2 of Quid Pro Euro. Once again, we will be putting out an episode every month on the 9th, going right up till the 9th of May 2021, Europe Day, when we will have our Series 2 finale. Hey, I'm talking to you right now from a garret flat at the top of a building in Paris, where I've spent the day evading wasps. There have been lots of wasps in my life, but they're gone now because I'm in my flat and everything's lovely. And what a lovely place to talk to you from. First up, I want to say a massive thank you to Linus Karp, who played Torvald for us in that episode. Thank you very much, Linus. You can find him on social media and follow him there. Secondly, now, as many of you know, this show is funded by crowdfunding through Patreon, and from Series 2, I've made it simpler. It used to be that if you gave this much money, you got this, if you gave that much money, you got that, and that's all gone now. We are all citizens of Europe together-ish. And what I am offering from now on is give whatever you like, get everything. It's as simple as that. And the reason I'm doing that is because the old model, it was getting a bit too much work, to be honest, for me. But B, that model implied that you were paying for the perks, and you're not. You're paying for the podcast. That's the point. That is the point of these crowdfunding platforms. It's a pay whatever you like model for a thing that we put out initially for free. So if you enjoy this, please do consider paying from $1 or pound or euro a month, right up to whatever, and come and enjoy the benefits of that. There are benefits. You get a certificate of membership of the European Union, which, and I have to stress, is not useful at a border. It's a purely decorative piece. But you get to call yourself a citizen of the European Union, a bit like free-range eggs, if you know what I mean. One other thing I wanted to tell you about, we have a community Discord server. Now, if you are more of an office culture person, it's like Slack. If you don't know what Slack is either, it's like chat rooms, but you don't go to a website. Well, you do. But it's the website is specific to this server. So if you'd like to meet other people who listen to Quid Pro Euro and make friends with them, it's a really lovely environment with all sorts of discussions on all sorts of topics, often linguistics and food related. Go to tiny.cc/letstalkeurope and you'll find an invite to the Discord server there. That's tiny.cc/letstalkeurope. Hey, thanks so much for coming back, and I hope you enjoy Season 2 of Quid Pro Euro.